This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration says it will evacuate about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government and their families to a military base in the U.S. state of Virginia, pending approval of their visas. The administration notified Congress on Monday that the Afghans will be temporarily housed at the Fort Lee Army Base, south of the city of Richmond, starting next week. The announcement comes amid growing concerns for the safety of the Afghans who served as translators and in other support roles for American troops and diplomats as the Biden administration rapidly withdraws U.S. forces from Afghanistan. The group to be housed at Fort Lee is just a small portion of the number of Afghans seeking refuge in the United States. The Biden administration is blaming China for a hack of Microsoft Exchange email server software that compromised tens of thousands of computers around the world earlier this year. The administration and allied nations on Monday also disclosed a broad range of other cyber threats from Beijing, including ransomware attacks from government-affiliated hackers that have targeted companies with demands for millions of dollars. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington says a statement that the U.S. has repeatedly made groundless attacks and malicious smears against China on cybersecurity and calls the new allegations just another old trick. U.S. President Joe Biden tempered his assessment that social media giants are killing people by hosting misinformation about the COVID-19 vaccines on their platforms, saying that he hoped that they would not take it personally and instead would act to save lives. While companies like Facebook defend their practices and say they're helping people around the world access verified information about the shots, the White House says they haven't done enough to stop misinformation that has helped slow the pace of new vaccinations. This is